Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. There have been a record number of days this year where average world temperatures have passed the threshold to more dangerous global warming. One in 3 days reached global temperatures at least 1.5 Celsius higher than pre-industrial levels. Matt McGrath explains.
Rising levels of heat are having a profound effect on our planet this year. A report out earlier this week showed that last month's temperatures across the world were the warmest on record for a September, figures which scientists described as gobsmacking. Now a BBC analysis has shown that the number of days that have breached the 1.5 Celsius threshold is also a record breaker. At the Paris climate talks in 2015, political leaders agreed to do their best to keep the rise in temperatures under that level this century. But this year to date has seen around one day in three go through what's often called a gateway to more dangerous warming.
A bus carrying migrants has crashed in the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca, killing at least 18 people and injuring many more. The authorities say the 55 passengers were Venezuelan and Haitian nationals. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Pictures on social media showed that the bus tipped over on a tight turn in a mountainous area of Oaxaca. The migrants were travelling north towards the Mexican border with the United States, more than 1,200 kilometres away. Most of them were Venezuelans escaping the impact of a serious political crisis that has devastated the country's economy. A recent UN report describes the US-Mexico border as the most dangerous land migration route in the world. Those trying to reach it often travel in precarious conditions and become vulnerable to extortion and violence from Mexico's drug cartels.
For a fifth consecutive day, supporters of Guatemala's president-elect, Bernardo Arevalo, have blocked roads across the country. Thousands of protesters are demanding the resignation of the Attorney General and other officials. Mr. Arevalo, an anti-corruption campaigner, says Guatemala's political establishment is plotting to prevent him taking office in January. Police in Nigeria have arrested a nursing assistant they consider the principal suspect in the unexplained death of the Afrobeat star Mohbad. One of Nigeria's fastest rising stars, the 27-year-old, died last month in Lagos in unclear circumstances. Andrew Chiang has the details.
Police in Lagos say that Mohbad had injured his hand in a violent fight with a childhood friend. Over the following days, the pain became unbearable and a nursing assistant was called to Mohbad's home to treat the star. She is alleged to have injected Mohbad with three different drugs. Shortly after, police say, he began vomiting and convulsing. Mohbad was then rushed to hospital where he died. The ongoing investigation has found the suspect was both unqualified and unregistered. The nurse is in custody, but no formal charges have been brought.
BBC News. Police in Brazil have said that the murder of three medical doctors at a seaside bar in Rio de Janeiro was a case of mistaken identity. They believe they were killed because one of them had a remarkable resemblance to a local gang leader. The attack, which happened on Wednesday night in one of Rio's most exclusive areas, has raised concerns about the increasing power of organised crime. Turkey has told the United States that it will continue its airstrikes against Kurdish militia groups in Syria, despite the shooting down of a Turkish drone on Thursday. Kurdish YPG forces in Syria are members of the US-led coalition against the Islamic State group in the region, but Turkey describes them as terrorists. The former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has said that supporters of Donald Trump may need to be formally deprogrammed, as if they were cult members. In an interview with CNN, the former First Lady, who lost to Mr. Trump in the 2016 election, referred to his supporters as extremists. She said they believed they were taking their orders from the former president, who she said had no credibility left. The American Simone Biles has become the most decorated gymnast in the history of the sport after winning her sixth all-round gold medal at the World Championships. Natalie Perks was watching.
Tonight, Simone Biles soared into a class of her own, beating a record Belarus's Vitaly Sherbo had held for almost three decades. She told reporters here she felt relaxed and confident, and it showed. Biles had debuted a new mega-scoring vault earlier in the week, but she didn't even need to perform it, as she stood with a gold medal round her neck once more. The tears flowed for her first individual win after taking 2 years out following the Tokyo Olympics. She still has four more opportunities for gold this weekend in the vault, beam, uneven bars and floor finals.
BBC News.